It's me again, Hank the Cowdog. Sometimes you get a feeling, an eerie feeling, that something's not right. Maybe you awaken from a dream, or maybe it begins with a tiny sound out in the darkness, and then you notice this creepy crawling sensation on the back of your neck. You raise your head and lift your ears. You hold your breath and listen. Maybe you hear something, and maybe you don't. But you know that something's wrong, that something or someone is out there in the darkness. That's the way it started, on a windy night in March. I was in my office on the 12th floor of the security division's vast office complex. It had been another of those days that start out normal and then stretch into an 18-hour dog killer. Around here, the work never ends. The work, the worry, the crushing responsibility of running the ranch, they just keep piling up. I was sitting at my desk, reading over a huge stack of... Wait. To be perfectly honest, I was under the gas tank, sleeping on my gunny sack bed, and I'm not ashamed to admit it. All dogs need sleep every once in a while, even the head of ranch security. There's no shame or disgrace in grabbing a few winks of sleep, is there? Of course not. We cow dogs have very high standards and demand more of ourselves than your ordinary run of mutts. But still, eventually we must close our eyes, release our grip on the world, and catch a few winks of healing sleep. That's what I was doing, healing my worn-out body and restoring my precious bodily fluids. I hadn't slept more than a few minutes. Okay, a few hours. But the point is that in the dark of the night, I awoke from a deep sleep, leaped out of bed, and noticed that creepy feeling in the back of my neck. I blinked my eyes and studied the darkness. It was very dark, and I couldn't see much of anything, but I knew that something wasn't right. I reached for the microphone of my mind.
Jaybird, this is Codfish. Do you copy?
I held my breath and waited for a reply. It came. Copy. Poppy. Hoppy. Drover, are you there? Merc, snork, copy, Codfish, pogo stick. Drover, answer me. We don't have time for nonsense. I have a feeling that something strange is going on around here. Over. Over the crackle of the radio, I heard him say, 10,000 teddy bears brush their teeth with okra pickles. Snort, merc, figgy pudding. You see what I have to put up with around here? My assistant, head of ranch security, was sleeping his life away. He didn't know or care that our ranch might be in danger, and I didn't have time to mess with him. I sent one last message. Drover, your behavior is shocking and disgraceful, and it will have to go into my report.
Fuzzy Bubble.
Don't argue with me. You've brought this on yourself, and you'll have to live with the consequences. I'm sorry it's come to this.
Beetle Bomb, Codfish, Ladyfingers, Snork,
I'm going out on a dangerous mission. If I'm not back in 2 hours, send fresh troops. Over and out.
Scuffy Railroad Bloomers.
I stood there for a moment, wondering how I was expected to protect the ranch with such... Oh, well. I would deal with Drover later.